I mean, because what it feels like is if you're plugged into this electrical socket bit, what we called it in the trades, caught in jaws that refuse to relinquish it. And so I do this healing on myself, sending energy. As a little girl, one in our group taught us this, that rubbing palms together to generate electricity and apply to minor injuries, our bumps and bruises and scrapes would facilitate the healing process. We didn't think of it as facilitating the healing process. We thought of it as making the pain go away. So getting to the pain means getting to the injury, and it strikes me that's a good metaphor for healing the wounds of class. A metaphor maybe we should explore at some point, this notion of the swelling that protects us from feeling the pain but disguises it, prevents us from addressing it. Because it is an actual injury, what these EMF weapons do. So the point is to get to the injury in those areas the mucus is protecting, which is not to suggest that the mucus itself is not a problem. As I said, most likely it's the point. As the kind and extent of this mucus is a congestion that could cause heart failure or strokes. See, the swelling, as I said, cushions and prevents feeling the pain. So you have to be willing to experience intense pain in the head and ears. And wherever there's puffiness in the joints, knees, eyes, cheeks, I consume foods and herbs, trusting cravings. I find I actually crave raw kale after being hit hard. Garlic, ginger, and I'm talking raw. Parsley, cilantro, hot spices that draw the mucus out. Foods and herbs that detox until most of the mucus gradually loosens and clears hours later. These days I'm a mess. I'm a train wreck. All to say, I do understand why folks who would otherwise challenge global power think twice. It is an irrevocable decision. And for my part, I wouldn't change it for a minute. Because I agree with Gorky in his novel, Mother. It ain't about me. But precisely for that reason, my heart aches at the thought of what others suffer. Of what trouble these perpetual abandoned children cause tenderness and grace. I'm very grateful for Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, for showing us to what extent global power depends on our inability to believe they could do such things. Why infiltrate an arts organization? It makes no sense. Why bother with peace and love advocates? We have insufficiently appreciated, I think, the degree to which keeping us from thinking is everything, the whole game, and snipping out those who cause them the slightest trouble troubles them not at all. And while power systematically chips away at us, we have no way. Our good three have done the analysis and they confirm this. We have no way, short of working together globally, to chip away at them. My world has shrunk and grown as a consequence of my choice, because I do not want a world in which children are reared to ascribe to lies validity. And so to be lost in those lies for a lifetime, their lives diminished. Or a world in which bullies stride proprietarily over our common earth, order slaughter without remorse, while telling themselves they serve the common good, while we stand aside and look, feeling helpless or worse, disconnected from it. We will have to organize for a transformed world. So let us all ponder what global organizing means, what it requires of us, how to be strategic, with a challenge quite unprecedented before us.